Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Regarding sports gambling here in the state of North Carolina, what's next? What are the next steps? And someone that knows best has been involved with it pretty much since day one. Philip Isley, chairman of the Centennial Authority, joining Brian Murphy and I, Dennis Cox, here live in studio. First of all, thanks for your time and thanks for coming in, joining us.
Happy to do it. Love doing this stuff. And I brought the lovely Mrs. Isley with me to make sure that everybody behaves today.
So. Oh, well, mostly right. Brian. Right. We got to keep him in check.
I know she really classes up the joint.
And we're going to see Ryan Reynolds after this, too.
Okay, there you go. We're going to go check out the soccer tournament out there in Gary. So sports gambling passed here in the state, passed through the Senate.
Correct.
It's got to go back through the House. Governor Cooper's going to sign it off. But looks like that's going to take place. One thing that's going to come out from this, potentially, is a sports book at PNC Arena. But now, Brian, as you reported yesterday, from our understanding, what you have said, there could be one inside PNC and one outside of PNC Arena?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. Why two and why not more?
Well, two is better than one.
Yes, I 100% agree with that.
And, you know, that happened at the last minute.
Okay.
As the authority chairman, I'm very happy that this has now occurred, at least in the Senate. And Speaker Moore said he's going to concur next week. I have every belief that the governor will sign this into law. And then we'll get moving forward. Having something inside the building for us, the PNC Arena, is great because it's going to activate the building 24/7. That's what I've been trying to do since I think the first time that I met with you, maybe March of 22-ish. But having the ability to have a brick and mortar outside the building, still on property, is another great thing for continued activation within the community. If the licenses are the way I believe they're going to be, the owner of the Hurricanes will have some option within a half mile of the arena. So if they found a place they like better, which I don't understand why they wouldn't, want to stay on site. We have incredible road networks right there. I mean, it'd be nice to have a sports book right there on Edwards Mill Road coming into the building.
Yeah.
Right there. I doubt it'll be on Wade Avenue, but even Trinity, there's lots of areas that would be great for standalone brick and mortar. That's up to the owner and the Hurricanes to decide what they want to do.
Okay, so that's in their hands, not yours as a Centennial Authority.
Well, so we have built into our enhancement program the idea for a sports book inside or attached to the building. I want to say it's 4,000 square feet.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I sent Brian plans earlier from back in the day, but in our drawings, we have at least identified an area where we think a sports book could go. And obviously, we're still a long way away from getting the enhancement project cleared, but we've been anticipating that something would happen with respect to the building, and at least have set aside about 4,000 square feet. That doesn't mean it couldn't be bigger, but from what we're willing to do, 4,000 square feet is something the authority is at least considering. So that would take others to participate in that construction and financing. But for right now, we've always thought that the sports wagering would pass at some point. We were pleasantly surprised to learn that there might be two licenses involved, as well as inside and outside the building.
Well, there's so much happening over at PNC. We get fixated on the sports book part because I think that's the new shiny object. A lot of what we're talking about is you're negotiating a long-term lease with the Hurricanes. You're also waiting on some money from the interlocal agreement, which means the city of Raleigh and Wake County, to do this big renovation project. And then thirdly, and maybe all tied into all that, is development of the area around PNC, which brings its own problems, because we all know that there's a lot of area that's for tailgating, not only for Canes games, but for NC State football games. And those spots are very important to NC State. How does all of that sort of tie together? And is there a step that has to come first in your mind to get the process rolling, or does everybody need to join hands and kind of jump at the same time?
It's a little bit of all of the above. I am hopeful and optimistic that we can come to a term with the owners the Carolina Hurricanes with respect to ideas for development around the arena first. I think we've built up enough rapport with Mr. Dundon, his team. Our negotiator is Dan Barrett, who's probably the best in the world, I think. There's a lot of goodwill right now and momentum positively moving forward to where we may be able to announce we have a term deal with the owner with respect to the development rights that also tie into a long-term lease extension, which then gets the city and the county really happy about giving us a significant amount of money.
Yeah,
that hasn't happened yet, but I am optimistic. And we've worked all very, very hard. I mean, I don't think I've ever worked harder for something that doesn't pay me anything other than the realization that this is a community asset. And if we can keep everything there and then add to it and enhance it, it'll be the coolest thing that I've ever done.
Our friend Luke DeCock in the News and Observer today quoted Dundon as saying, "We're very close." You said within a couple of weeks. The Hurricanes have been here for 25 years. I know at one of the meetings I attended, Don Waddell said we could sign for 75 years. What length of contract are we talking about? I know you can't get into exact specifics, but they just signed a five-year extension. We're certainly talking about longer term than that.
We want a long-term lease extension for the life of that building, which is going to be 20 to 25 years. Now, this entire enhancement project, again, to tie everything together, we're looking to where this will be a community asset for the next 25 years. So at age 50, then the decision can be made, do we knock it down? Does it become, you know, a new arena? Where's Raleigh at that time? I probably won't be here.
Don't sell yourself short.
Come on. But I certainly say I won't be the chairman of the authority is what I was saying. But that's our intent, is we want enough enhancement to make sure that this building is a 50-year-old building and that this will be a good place for all of our tenants. And it's not just NC State. It's not just the Hurricanes. It's the folks that go to the Lizzo concert.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I mean, so was my wife and daughter. I mean, so,
and I was there, too. Where were you?
I was not there.
Oh, come on.
You know what? Actually, well, I wonder if I was in Denver then. I can't remember. I was out at Lizzo, though. But everyone had a swell time, right?
Yeah, it was absolutely a good time. Philip Isley, Chairman of Centennial Authority, joining us here live in studio. So the enhancements being done, I know the idea of the sports book being part of that, but were we talking restaurants, hotels, other entertainment venues going in? What other things can people, if they go to a game or an event at PNC Arena, what other things other than just the game itself can people hope to maybe see in the near future?
Well, I have only seen a couple of different sports books since I've been the chairman. Mm-hmm. And we saw one at the United Center, and it was really cool. It's two stories. There was a restaurant attached to it, a special restaurant, you know, exclusive restaurant.
That's in Chicago.
United Center. And it was, there's a nice bar up there, but you had access to effectively, it's more than a loge seat, but you had sort of a quarter ice access that you could eat your meal, you know, and that, they were non-ticketed. I mean, if you're in the sports book, you had the ability, you know, first come, first serve to sit there, which was
really
cool. I think it's a FanDuel product. But,
okay,
you know, leather chairs, hundreds of video monitors, really nicely done. The finishes were incredible. I don't remember how big it was, but just the sports book itself is going to have an incredible upgrade to the fan experience right now of those who can legally gamble. Our idea for further enhancements to the building would be taking away stairwells and escalator banks to make garage doors, you know, potentially to have sort of inside-outside activation on nice days.
Okay.
To be able to use the building during NC State football games to create another zone for activity and entertainment during the NC State football games. Right now, the building is used for bathrooms and air conditioning breaks during an NC State football game.
Yeah, that's really about it.
We think it could be much more than that. Mm-hmm. And so some of the products we're looking at for NC State games are how can you use maybe some upper level areas with rooftop amenities to then look at, you know, and I haven't seen the schematic for the scoreboard. I don't know if there's going to be a scoreboard that faces the PNC either, but
they're building a huge new scoreboard out at Carter-Finley Stadium. And I don't know if it's going to be double-sided is what you're getting at.
Right. That would be pretty cool.
That would be awesome. You could watch the game from the plaza.
Correct.
You know, people outside of the building would have access to seeing highlights and stuff. One clarification here, because I think people get confused about this. we'll use the terms that the Centennial Authority uses. There are enhancements, and that's what you're talking about with the building. So that's the sports book in the building, but also, you know, better dining options, better seating options, maybe a bar up in the third deck where people can sit and watch the game, but also be at a bar. And then there's development, which is outside of the arena and what we're talking about, maybe tearing up parking lots and all of that stuff. Those are separate projects in your mind. Now, they're kind of tied together when it comes to maybe getting a long-term lease, but they are separate projects when it comes to construction and designing and timeline and all of that.
Yes, that's exactly right. So anything outside the building, we're not going to be responsible for. That would be, you know, the owner of the Hurricanes has the right to negotiate with us to develop the property.
Okay.
That's sort of that's the term of art that we use within our group. And we're currently trying to accomplish that, and we'll do it slowly. We have listened to virtually every stakeholder in the state of North Carolina. We met with folks at NC State. We've listened to them. We know what their fears are. We're being receptive to that. We're trying to do this slowly, baby steps, where nobody's going to – if we do it the right way, no one's going to miss a beat with the initial phasing, and then they're going to really like it.
Yeah.
and they're going to get used to it. And then the phase two, if everything is going on the, you know, in the same schedule that we anticipate, by the end of 20 years, I think it could be a showcase for anything in the South. Really, I mean that's Philip Isley's goal.
Yeah,
and I'm working really hard to try to get buy-in from all the constituencies, and I hope I'm doing a good job. I think that most people agree with me, but anything, you know, having served on the City Council for 8 years. Everyone hates change. It frightens them.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like the newness.
The fear of the unknown.
Until they see the newness, and then they like the newness.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's anything else I can do other than listen. And our board's been listening and trying to make sure that this, if it does happen, it happens with some degree of regularity, continuity, where everybody's expectations are not upset.
Philip Isley, Chairman of the Centennial Authority, joining us live here in studio.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuda, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M. To 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group.
All right, time is money, they say, right? So what comes first? Is it the inside the arena stuff? Like, is again, kind of like Brian's question. If and when things get approved, how fast can we start seeing things changing inside the arena? Are we talking beginning of 2024? Are we talking later on this fall? When can we actually start seeing hammers and nails going?
We're going to have to phase in any of the enhancement renovation project because mm-hmm. we have a lengthy season.
Events, yeah. Right. Events right. Events are taking place, things like that. Right. So, again, I know that, again, that's where time is money takes place, but it's an off season right now. Yeah, there's some concerts and other events coming into PNC Arena, but could we potentially start seeing things happen coming August before hockey season gets going?
We have a CapEx program where we do stuff all the time. In fact, we have a massive roof replacement project going on right now that is not sexy, but you know what? We sort of need a roof.
You need it. You got to have it.
We're doing it. And there are other things that we will probably do this summer. We're still trying to pick and choose that. But I think by the end of next year's season, we're going to really start hitting things hard.
Okay.
And there won't necessarily be the sexy stuff. That might be expanding our two-bay dock area to a four-bay dock area where trucks can actually turn around in our facility, which they can't do that right now. They have to back in. It was not well designed initially, but those are the little things that do not bring bottom line to anyone other than ease of access to concert promoters.
That was actually going to bring that up. Like, how much does this not only impact for Carolina Hurricanes games, NC State basketball games, but just events as a whole?
Look, again, I mean, I want to mention this every single time. This is a community asset.
Mm-hmm.
So the citizens of Wake County and Raleigh have agreed to tax themselves twice for prepared food and beverages and hotel room nights to pay for this community asset. And it's not just hockey and basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, the Disney on Ice. It's the concerts. It's Cirque du Soleil. And I will give the owner a great deal of credit. Uh, he's he's really improved the concert since he's purchased the team in 2019. The amount of incredible concerts we've had since then are extraordinary.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I agree.
And he loves that stuff. Like, he's really into the entertainment stuff. And he's only 5 years younger than me, but he acts about 15 years younger than me. But that's a cool thing. And, like, I love music, and I like going to the concerts out there. It's still really easy to get in and out of the area when you don't have a stadium series or Beyonce in the rain
or
a 5:30, rush hour traffic issue. But, this is a community asset, and the things that we do are for everybody. So
we've spent a lot of time talking about the Hurricanes, and obviously they're the main tenant in the building, but NC State is right there too, and they have a big say. You've mentioned the Centennial Authority board a lot, and the board is filled with like the biggest industry titans in central and eastern North Carolina that you can find, including a lot with strong ties to NC State. And so NC State's going to have a fair amount to say about what happens there. I know the relationship between NC State and the Hurricanes is probably as good as it's ever been. What does NC State want out of some of this stuff, and have you heard from them on some of these matters?
We talk to them regularly. We actually are talking to them next week as well. State is our co-tenant. They don't have as many game days, but they're one of our two major tenants, and they also have two graduations there, I think, every year. And so it's their facility too. And they're not necessarily outside of Carr-Finley but still they're there. I think they appreciate what we're trying to accomplish with fan experience. We're looking mightily at increasing the areas where high dollar donors can congregate before and after and during games. Those are the choices we have to have their input in also on what do we need from that standpoint. I think the other thing that we've been really mindful about is NC State's fan base. You go to a game, you see plenty of young people there, but they're not a ton. I mean, other than the student section. And so as the fan population ages, we think it's important for NC State to have price points for new season ticket owners, new alumni who come in and they want to sort of start their Wolfpack Club endeavor, and they get great seats with a really cool premium bar section that's all access because you're on the third level. And then you work your way down, and then you work your way into either a courtside club or a really cool premium space that's both pregame and postgame activation, meeting with former players. I mean, that's cool. And that's a different scene than hockey. You can't do that necessarily in hockey because you can't stand on the floor. Right. You can't muddle about the bench, like literally sit behind the players and listen to the coach. I mean, you can, but you're separated by glass,
right?
And you don't have that same connection, that you do in a basketball game. And I'm really fortunate. I can stand anywhere in that arena during an NC State basketball game. And it's extraordinarily fun for me to stand where the players come in and out, listen to the coaches, or walk over, and listen to Hubert Davis when State was playing there. And that was like the greatest weekend of sports in Raleigh's history was that,
right.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then culminate, I think, with Wednesday with Wake Forest NC State Legends game. But, that's awesome. And so that experience that I get because I'm on the Centennial Authority, we think others should have the same thing. And it shouldn't matter that you're a $20,000 a year donor. I mean, if we can do that, that, I think, would add great value to the Wolfpack Club and what they're trying to accomplish.
I don't want to get too far in the weeds here, but there is another big deadline coming up, and that is this interlocal agreement. I won't bore the listeners with all the intricacies of that, but basically the city of Raleigh and the county of Wake are collecting huge numbers of taxes off this. Off of these agreements that they've made, and that money goes not only to PNC but to the convention center and maybe the new soccer stadium in Raleigh in Cary and all other kinds of projects like that. At some point here this summer, probably they're going to come to you with a number, and that number is going to determine what enhancements you can do inside the building. Do I have that right? And what comes first? I know at some point you'll have to pick and choose which enhancements you want to do, but are there one or two things? I've been in the visitors' locker room, and I know the NHL has some concerns about some of that stuff. So how do you balance, stuff that the leagues need, the teams need, the concert promoters need versus the fans?
Well, I mean, that is the $64,000 question.
Or
and it's whether we
$64 million.
Well, right, yeah, whether it's we go only to them 64,000. That's it.
With a number, or they tell us what the number is, and we have to enhance the number. I mean, look, I mean, it's all taxpayer money that we're looking for in the ILA. We're working very hard to try to find other avenues of financing. But for the most part, this enhancement will be funded by interlocal funding, and we're doing our level best to come up with the number that we know is right, that builds in for uncertainty, for labor supply shortages, and is not some made-up number that just comes off, well, we need this because we need this. We had a number in 2017-18. I think it was 225. And anybody can extrapolate from that. Well, okay, that's 500. I mean, that's a myth out there that that's what we're going to get. Well, I can assure you, I do not believe that's going to happen.
We're talking in millions of dollars, $225 million a couple years ago.
Yes.
Inflation, you know, labor supply. Okay, yeah. Let's call it $500 million
but
now.
We are certainly, you know, we had numbers back in the day, and I don't remember if it's that number or not, but like it was 6 years ago, and everybody knows how expensive things have gotten. So we want our number to be right. We want our number to be vetted. And when we have our number, then we hope that the city and the county will see the wisdom in how we've done this moving forward.
Does the Carolina Hurricanes do... How much do they factor in terms of the finances in this? And now, if there are things outside the arena in terms of development, are they 100% responsible? Like, how much does the Centennial Authority, the city, the county, are they responsible for development outside of PNC Arena? You mentioned the enhancements inside. Again, people just want to know, like, where does that money also come from? Again, because you have a lease agreement,
mm-hmm.
and you said the Carolina Hurricanes, Tom Dundon, they can negotiate the developments in terms of their lease outside of the arena. So are they in charge of, like, that's on you guys, or how much are you guys chipping in?
So if the development rights occur,
yep.
they're going to have to get property rezoned.
Okay.
So that's them.
Okay. So it's 100% on them. Okay. I was more or less clarifying.
But again, you know, I think we're all rowing in the right direction together.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no doubt that the community wants this arena to be successful.
Absolutely.
Whether it's the Hurricanes, whether it's for NC State, whether it's for the concert series, whether it's for the Disney on Ice, the rodeo, mm-hmm. whatever it is. You know, we had about, I remember the number, maybe 1.6 million come through there in 22. So that's still COVID-ish, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Well, the arena is producing way more revenue than it did even, you know, in 2019. We have to get pre-COVID numbers, but even before that.
So to answer your question, Dennis, we're negotiating a lot of what you're asking about.
Yeah.
You know, who's responsible for what?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that kind of stuff going on. Again, that's all the kind of the balance of, again, if everyone kind of working hand in hand together on that. My final question, I know Brian's got one more. My final question, I know you mentioned you're going to the soccer tournament. How does events like the soccer tournament, or we saw the NCAA had the Women's Lacrosse Championships also at Wake Med Soccer Park, all these other, the stadium series, all these other big events that are taking place in the area, how much does the success of those events impact what goes on at PNC and just the attractiveness that PNC can bring to other big names coming in?
We think that this arena really has been the anchor for the success of the sports market.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody has their own thing, but all you had to do was either attend or watch on TV the stadium series. I mean, it was like a darn Raleigh, you know, marketing.
Yeah.
Piece.
Oh, it was
and
fantastic.
NC State, you know, I mean,
yeah.
like it was incredible. But we know that as we grow, I think we're the fastest growing city in any major league professional league, which is great.
Right. Which makes sense. A lot of those are in developed markets already.
I am talking to people a lot about really kooky ideas. Like, I would never think I'm having conversations about pick the issue, but they're all sports related. You know, we're a really interesting market. You know, we are still a small market, no doubt. But when you're looking at the growth patterns, who's coming here, the technology folks that are coming here, we're getting on a lot of people's radar screen. That's not just great for Raleigh and Wake County, but it's great for Cary. I mean, look at what Cary has in their sports portfolio between the USA Baseball.
And, right.
I mean, we're all really lucky. Five County Stadium. I mean, we're still working on that, but I think we're an extraordinarily bright beacon for the entertainment around Wake County and Raleigh.
Well, that's Philip Isley, chairman of the Centennial Authority Board. And the time is going to save you, because I was going to ask you what free agency moves the Hurricanes need to make. I was going to ask you to put your Don Waddell hat on, and you're saved by the buzzer here.
Right.
Hey, you know, if you can start negotiating with Dundon and Waddell on some moves, hey, make that happen. That's Philip Isley, chairman of the Centennial Authority, joining us here in studio. Thanks for your time. We really do appreciate it. And keeping us up to date on this and giving us your time as well. There's a lot of moving parts. I'm excited to see what happens. I think this is a great thing for the city of Raleigh. Like you said, this is a more than just a Carolina Hurricanes and NC State thing. That's, if we can get even better concerts and more things coming in, that's tax revenue into the area, and this stuff eventually I think will pay for itself in the long term. So thank you for your time. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing what's next.
Thank you for having me on. I always enjoy this, and y'all are very nice to put up with me for 25 minutes.
Oh no, we invited you in for a reason.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.